Wait, what podcast? How are we all doing, guys?
Doing good.
Just saying. Still stands.
It still stands.
I stand by it. I'm the king of it. Yes, thank you for putting that up eventually. I clocked you didn't have that straight away.
I thought that's what you were pointing at. I'm not going to lie.
Nope. I'm pointing at my name. I am the king of the nerds.
Well, yeah, he's going to legally change that.
What's that? Yes. King of nerds?
Yes.
All right, cool. Well, what we're doing for Idle Chat this week, like we kind of debated back and forth whether to even do it because we don't want to like bring him up if he's not going to be in the news. But at the same time, it's so entertaining to do, and we've already done two, and Mitchell's got a third, so we're doing it.
We're doing it.
Yeah, Tate. Come up with a full fifth need be.
Tate or not, three!
Yeah, we still don't have any theme music for this. How have we not got theme music, do we?
Yes, we do. Yeah, I will. I'll make it. I've just dropped something, so give me a second.
But yeah.
We will have to. I will put music in there. I've returned, as you can see. Yes. I will put music in there. Don't worry about that.
Cool.
I will be putting music in there. I've done two so far, and they've got progressively better, and I've got better editing, and I have new software. So
what's the score at the moment? Is it 1-1?
I don't know. I've just realised my monitor's turned itself on and I've just become insanely brighter.
I feel like the first one, Liam absolutely wiped the floor with me.
I knew way too much on the first one.
Yeah, on the aggregate score, I think Liam's winning. But yeah, the first two videos have got mad views. We think because we tricked a lot of Tate stands, in which case, if you're one of them, the premise is, if you haven't seen the previous two videos, is that Mitchell has got a bunch of quotes, and he's going to ask whether these quotes were said by a figure from history or someone, or basically if it was a figure from history or anyone else other than noted cue ball Andrew Tate.
Yeah. Essentially asks the question, is it Tate or not?
Yeah.
Indeed.
I'm going to throw it back over to Mitchell now, who will start Tate or not.
Yes. So the first quote I'm going to throw out there is, Hitler turned me on in the highest.
Hitler turned me on is what you said, yeah?
Yep.
Like Kevin Little turned me on.
In the highest.
Well, I don't think Andrew Tate said
that. I don't think he didn't. Could he?
I mean, he definitely, it's not. I don't see where he would think that saying that is going to like benefit in any way.
No, that's not. I mean, him being a misogynist is one thing, but agreeing with Hitler is...
Well, not just agreeing with Hitler, but saying that
it turns him on. Yeah, getting a hard on for Hitler. That's just, yeah. No, I'm going to say no.
Hard on for Hitler.
I'm going to say no.
That's some weird right-wing porn right there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying no.
David's saying no as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're both right. It was Salvador Dali.
Salvador Dali is one of those names that's been around for like so long that I associate him with being alive well before Hitler. Like, I think that he's like an artist from like the Renaissance era.
Salvador Dali is very Da Vinci-esque. That sort of.
So you think he's from that kind of time period? So then you think he predated Hitler, but apparently, obviously.
Well, he wants to date Hitler by the sounds of it.
Yeah, predate Hitler.
The next one I've got is Success isn't owned, it's leased, and rent is due every day.
That sounds like the money running bullshit that would come out of his mouth.
Yeah.
He's one of those, well, I wake up at 5 a.m. and I've made 100 grand by 7 a.m. cunts. Yeah. He's one of them.
Yeah, I feel like that's the kind of, like, inspirational
bullshit that comes out of his mouth.
Well, yeah, just that kind of idea that something he's saying is vaguely motivational, when all he's basically saying is, we've all got bills to pay.
Yeah, pretty much. I got bills.
And you're both right. It was Tate.
Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah.
Had to be. It's the bullshit he peddles, man. Apologies, I'm just charging, plugging my charger in. There we go.
The next one, close your eyes, focus on making yourself feel excited, powerful. Imagine yourself destroying goals with ease.
The powerful thing is what's getting me is it's the dumb shit he would say.
I was getting turned on by Hitler. I mean, what?
Can I have the quote again, please?
Close your eyes. Focus on making yourself feel excited, powerful. Imagine yourself destroying goals with ease.
Taking out those goals. So many goals in my way. Oh, I hit my phone.
Just shadow boxing like Jim Carrey.
I could go either way with this one. So
I'm gonna say no.
And I'll say yes.
I'm gonna say no just because I feel like it's a little bit too smart for him. He ain't that clever.
I'll go with yes.
It is Tate.
Huh.
Yeah.
Who did he get it from? Who did he steal it from?
I'm not going all the way back through his
because he definitely did not say that off his own accord.
Does he give his sources like you're supposed to in like an essay or something? Like
yes.
That?
Does he cite Wikipedia?
Is there like an appendix in the back?
No. The next one. When a woman has scholarly inclinations, then there is usually something wrong with her sexual organs.
Scholarly. Oh, scholarly. So yeah. As in like wanting to be educated.
Yeah.
So an educated woman has problems with her
sexual organs.
Organs. Yeah. So I'm guessing they're saying because she can't get enough pleasure in sex that they're going to education. I guess that's what they.
So she gets her. Say. So she gets her pleasure from being clever, basically.
There is no way in hell that Andrew Tate has used the word scholarly. So
there's also no way in hell he gives a woman credit for being smart. No way.
No, I'm putting a firm no on this. This is going to be some kind of like old person from history that is going to be a terrible person.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Go on.
You're also correct, and it's going to be fucking difficult for me to pronounce the name.
Adam.
Friedrich Nietzsche.
Nietzsche. Okay.
Nietzsche.
Friedrich Nietzsche. Italian, brother?
Probably, yeah. Sounds Italian.
Google time.
Yeah, I've heard that name, but I don't know. But the problem is, I don't even know how to spell it.
I do.
I've actually got it spelled, so that's all right.
Frederic, is it N I E T Z S C H?
Yeah, E.
Because that's German.
German.
He's a philosopher. Right, that's a moustache boy. 1844. He died in 1900.
There you go. Well, with that moustache, you'd think that he'd be able to like pleasure a woman's sexual organs, wouldn't you?
Yeah, he can't. He's also not. Dead.
I'd heard of Nietzsche, but I didn't know where from.
I don't know if it's pronounced like that though.
I've heard it pronounced like that. I'm pretty sure.
Probably Nietzsche.
Nietzsche.
Yeah, because it's German.
Kim Basinger.
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 The next one is direct thought is not an attribute of femininity. In this, woman is now centuries behind man.
Can you say that again?
Yep. Direct thought is not an attribute of femininity. In this, women is now centuries behind man. That's how it was.
Oh, that's, I see what the last one. Women is now centuries behind man because apparently women don't have direct thought because of femininity.
No, direct thought is not an attribute of femininity.
Women don't think.
Thinking for themselves, basically.
I don't know if that's what direct thought means because I don't understand. To me, that just means that you're able to think.
You know, a direct thought is me saying I think he's a cunt.
Yeah, it's not like I'm going to say just wake up in the middle of the night and just go, shit, I should have brushed my teeth.
If you're thinking about that while you're asleep, try different regime of sleeping.
Exactly. I don't think that's Tate. I feel like again, that's a historical figure that's terrible.
I will go against him because he did it for the last one just to keep it more spicy. I will say it was Tate.
It wasn't Tate.
Who was it?
Thomas Edison.
Oh. In fairness, Edison was a prick.
Yeah.
I mean, they apparently stole his the idea was it light bulb?
Yeah, I heard about that. He stole that. Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah. Didn't he steal something like from Nikola Tesla or something? His name is, or Nicholas, or whatever his name is, Tesla. Was it him?
I think so, yeah.
I think it was him he stole it from. Because he was a smart brother, and then he was just a thief.
But every inventor is a thief of some sort.
I'm not an inventor, so I'm fine.
There we go.
One of a kind.
Next one is, the harder you work, the luckier you get.
I think it said Hardy Boys. It's a fast start.
Well, that's not...
grabbing the ladder.
That's not true. There are people that are born very lucky that don't have to work very hard at all.
Like true.
February 29th.
White privilege. White privilege exists.
No, people born on February 29th, they live off of that.
I'm just thinking like people that are born into money, you know?
Generally white privilege.
Yes. Well, even like nepotism in all its forms.
What was the quote again?
The harder you work, the luckier you get.
I don't think he said that because him admitting you getting lucky. I can't think him admitting luck is why he's successful.
I feel like this is his way of like taking a normal saying, which is you create your own luck, and then making it sound more fucking like profound. So I'm going to say it is Tate.
I'm going to say it's not.
It is Tate.
I'm glad I'm getting all these wrong. I don't want to be the guy that knows all about Tate. I don't want to be that guy. I'm glad to lose is to win.
He who dares, Rodney. No. Keep your friends close, your enemies closer. Or as Andrew Tate will say it, go up to the biggest guy that you know that you think you're going to be and befriend him in a way so that you make money off of him.
Yeah. and give me £30 a month for a university.
Is it 50 or 60?
I don't know. That's worse.
My real name's Emery, and I'm ashamed of it.
What a name, Emery.
The next one is, stop being a victim, start being a winner.
Oh, he said that. He 100% said that. He has said that. He has to have said that. He has to. Look at the people that run with him. Victims. They victimize themselves.
I'll go against it because it sounds like something Charlie Sheen would say.
It also, to be fair, it does sound like Charlie Sheen directly, but I also feel like he has said this at some point. He just didn't come up with it. I get a feeling that he did say it at some point, but you saying Charlie Sheen, I can distinctly remember Charlie Sheen being like winning. I remember that, but I'm still going to say I reckon he said it.
He was Tate.
It was Tate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Had to have been. It's the stupid shit that comes out of his mouth.
The next one is find a person who is as successful as you'd like to be, ask them what to do, and do it and work hard.
He did not say that. No way. That sounds like something like Steve Jobs, Bill Gates. That sounds like actual businessman advice, not scumbag.
Well, so the advice is to find someone that is what where you want to be and successful. Just ask them what to do.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Find someone
successful. Nah, he didn't say that. There's no way he said that.
How they did it, and then you do that, but work hard at doing that.
Nah, again, he didn't say that.
I'll say he did.
I don't think he did. That's businessman advice.
That was Andrew Tate.
Wow. Who did he steal it from? I bet his brother said it first. Because his brother's got hair, so he's clearly a little bit better than him.
His brother's older than him as well.
He's got a full head of hair as well. Like, he's also got a less Pokemon-ish name. His name's Tristan. Emery. Sounds like it sounds like a final evolution.
Tristan is a Yu-Gi-Oh! Duelist.
I'm surprised he hasn't beaten himself up.
Can you
take your own lunch money? Can you do that?
You can.
Can you do that?
Oh. Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm kicking my own ass.
Yeah, man.
On a side note, I'm looking forward to when we play D&D.
Oh, Mitch, hurry up and sort it out. I want to play it. Me and Dave have been talking about it, and we're getting our story straight. Can't wait. Yeah, yeah. Andrew Tate Weebs, you're listening to this. Yeah, we play D&D. Fuck you. Fuck all three of you.
There's about 100 of them.
They definitely ain't watched the whole thing.
No, they're gone by now.
Right, we've got two more.
Cool.
The world is not fair, and it's not supposed to be.
The world is not fair, and it's not supposed to be.
Huh.
It's not fair, and I think...
Really mean. No, Lily Allen said it.
No, that's about a partner not being able to perform in bed.
Yes, small wee wee.
The world is not fair, and it's not supposed to be.
I am going to say he said that because I feel like a lot of Tate followers are crybaby bitches.
Like Cody.
Yes. No, Cody's no. Cody's followers, not Cody. Cody's fans.
I'll say yes as well.
It was.
Yeah, of course it was.
No worries. Last one.
And this hasn't got a full... It's got no ending to it.
Oh, so we're just going to carry on talking?
No. This is the direct quote that it is. No, you're my wife and you're supposed to.
I feel like I've heard him say that. Like, I feel like I've heard this. It's also very Mason Greenwoody too, so I don't know if I like it that much.
It could also be a quote from like a TV show or a film.
What Frozone? I am your wife. I am the greatest good you're ever going to have.
Where is my super suit?
Where is my super suit? I'm going to say yeah as well. Sounds like something he would say.
You both went with yeah, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bob Marley.
Yeah. Well, damn.
And so check much out for one love. Cinemas.
Yes.
Cinemas. The biopic
this episode is brought to you by One Love, the Bob Marley story.
Yeah. I mean, Bob Marley had questionable views. I mean, he let himself die from cancer because he had something on his toe. Like, and
he did. His treatment. Sick footballer, apparently. Apparently, he had skills. Techers.
I believe that.
Well, So I do love playing Tate or not. I love it. It's great. I love it.
But is that the last Tate or not? Is what my question.
TBD. To be decided.
Should we move the concept on to someone else?
Charlie Sheen or not?
That's a good one. What about Donald Trump or not?
Oh, Trump or not. Oh, that's a good one.
Trump or that's... Tate?
Trump or Tate?
Surely you've exhausted all your Tate quotes.
All right, I do Trump or Biden.
Boris or Trump? That would be one.
Is Tate still saying shit?
I don't know.
He is always saying shit.
It'd be difficult though, actually, doing Boris Johnson, because it'd be right. The quote is. Like, is that Boris? Who said that? Boris or Donald? Not quite sure.
China.
So, all right, then we've got a couple of ideas in them in that last sort of array. We'll pick and choose and throw it about, and we'll figure something out.
And maybe we'll wait and see if Tate says some more stuff, so that everything that we say is now fresh and new and Tate modern.
If Tate says some wild shit, you best believe a force coming.
Yes. You know, for the love of thunder.
No. No, that film was terrible. No. No.
Just like these quizzes.
Yes. Just like this podcast. Absolutely awful.
But I think at the end of that, Dave was the overall winner.
Well, Dave knows more about Andrew Tate.
He's been studying.
I am the real winner here. I have been studying since the last time we did it.
I've worked out his psyche.
It's not that hard.
No, it's not.
He's just got me thinking that he just says some even more outrageous shit than he normally does. That's all.
Yeah.
And on that note, thanks for listening, guys.
Did you hear that?
No.
Oh, quite lucky then.
Thank you for listening, guys. You can find all previous idle chats on all podcasting platforms. You can find them all our main episodes there too. Thank you and peace.